What's up, guys? We are back with another episode of Pound for Pound. I am the Nigerian Nightmare, Kamaru Usman.
Henry Cejudo, a.k.a. Triple C.
Guys, you see me out here with this rash. You see me out here in that young la, muscles out, glistening. Henry, the traps trapping.
Jesus, man. I mean, come on, cushion. This year, Francis Ngannou.
A Shot of Lime production.
Yeah, hey, I see people want to talk about the fits. They want to talk about the muscles popping and glistening, Henry. Hey, Henry, you seen the photo that I posted the other day when I was in designer down? Everybody thinking it's just a rash guard, but that's designer. Yeah, I was fresh in that all blue.
Let's check it out.
Ryan, show them that, man. I was in that all blue, glistening, looking. Looking fresh on him.
That's funny, dude. Hey,
where is my super suit? Yeah, that dude right there. I think he's voiced over by Samuel L. Jackson. I believe so. One of my favorites as well. So yeah. Listen, everyone was going in about that, and it looked nice, yo. I'm gonna post that picture next, the one to the right. I like that. You know, I was looking fresh. You know. Designer down. This was a photo shoot that I did for GQ a couple years back. And, you know, I just saw the photo, you know, my iPhone, you know, when it reminds you of moments. I was looking fresh. So I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I got to show the people how fresh I be sometimes. But yeah. We just passed 4th of July, Henry. And, you know, you showed out. You literally showed out. Right?
God bless America. Pull it up, Ryan. And yes, Kamaru. Yes, I was commando.
Pause.
Commando, pause. If you really want to know.
Henry, so what inspired this picture right here? What made you think that it was a good idea that I'm gonna go down to my how God made me. And I'm gonna put the belts right there, and wrap that flag around me.
Well, it's because I'm clean. You know what I'm saying? I came into this world clean, and I'm showing you guys what I'm producing. You see, I got my Hall of Fame plaque there. I got my UFC belts. I got the new era belt and the old era belt. Do you have the old era belt? Or when you won, it was a new era.
No. I was the first one to get that. Actually, you and I were the first two to get the new era. Belts.
Yeah. So it was cool, man. It was cool the fact that, you know, I mean, kind of display all of them, and they all have a story behind it. But, you know, yes, I was commando. Yes, I have that flag draped around me, and look at that. Look at that shiny gold medal too that I forgot to mention. What's up?
Okay. It hit me hard when I seen it on the 4th of July, and I was just like, this man just loves to show the bod, huh? Show the bod. So I pause, but I see you. More power to you. But Henry, it seems like a lot of people are upset with us. You know, a lot of people.
It seems. But you know what it is, Kamaru? Is they just can't. They just cannot accept the truth, because pound for pound, we're here to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But go ahead, Kush. Let me have it.
You know what, I before we even get into that, Henry, I understand. Listen, any and all of you fighters out there that feel a certain way about what is said and what is being said about by your peers or by the media, yeah. Listen, I get it. I understand. Myself and Henry have been in that exact situation, and we're still in that situation. When you're in the thick of it, we are artists, each and every one of us. We are artists. So anything that someone says about the painting or the masterpiece or your craft, you are going to be sensitive about it. If you don't care about your craft, then are you a true artist? Then that means you don't care about what you're doing. You don't care about the results. You don't care about what you're putting out there. So it's okay that you care. But by caring, you also have to understand, like Henry says, we're here to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And part of that means understanding that if you put out a lackluster performance and people are talking about it, first and foremost, you should be happy because they're talking. That means you did something somewhat meaningful and they're talking about you. But at the same time, you need to produce. If you don't produce what you say you were going to produce, people are going to talk. But listen, it doesn't matter whether you win, whether you're successful, it doesn't matter. People are going to talk regardless. So it's okay to feel the way you feel, but just don't let that consume you like some of these guys are letting it do. Henry, have you ever been in a situation like that where people are talking and you let that really get to you and bother you?
No, not really, man. To me, it doesn't. This is why, like, even with, like, friends, like, even when we're talking about Paulo Bohochinha, who has stayed with me, who I'm really close to his fiance with, too, my family. It's different, you know. We gotta tell the truth, at least, on my part, is because if he's just going to strike with a guy like Sean Strickland, then I gotta give the edge to Sean Strickland, even him as a friend. And I think a lot of times is you will lose the authenticity of what is it that happens if you just go towards what is it that is you feel that it's actually right rather than just doing what's right. So I think with this whole thing with, cause I know what you're talking about, you're talking about the whole Pereira thing, and you're not wrong, Kamaru. And it's necessarily not Pereira's fault. Like, we have to see him go up against guys that are a little more well-rounded. Do I believe that he could potentially beat a guy like Uncle Live? Yes. If Uncle Live wants to be dumb and says he wants to strike with him, then that's just good. He's just playing on the lines of somebody like Alex Pereira. So I don't take things personal. I think, it's to me, it's even cool to even create a character, because whether you're right or wrong, like, people are going to talk shit or people are going to do X, Y, and Z, but these are all keyboard warriors. Kamaru, you know what I'm saying? Or yeah. even you as a fighter, even if Pereira does get a bit butthurt, man, take it to heart. Then go out there and prove what's wrong. Like, go out there and actually do it. I mean, does he have beautiful striking? 100%. I want to see more. I want to see him against guys he's fought Israel twice. He's fought a lot of these guys already a couple of times. Like, let's see that new blood. I want to see him against a real mixed martial artist, and then we can gauge it whether he is maybe even so pound for pound. But as of right now, yeah. Kamaru, you ain't wrong.
Yeah. So
you ain't wrong.
To answer that question, Henry, yes, I have been. I've been in that boat where I was super sensitive because I was working so hard and I was so solely focused on such a goal to where I wasn't understanding fully what was happening around me, to where I was sensitive to any criticism. I was sensitive about what's going on. Not too long ago, well, I mean, it's quite some time now. Remember, I went out and I dominated an opponent, but I said, you know, that was me at 30%. You know, imagine me at 100%. Something along those lines. And what I meant to say was, you know, I was hurt. I came in only at about 30% of my full potential. And look what I was still able to do with this guy. Basically trying to state that I was on another level, but it came out wrong to where people heard that I only gave 30% effort, which, yay, you know, I got killed for that. Henry, I got killed so bad for that to the point where, hey, I stayed offline for like a couple. I stayed offline for a couple of days, you know. Dana ripped me. Everybody ripped me. And I was so sensitive about it to where I stayed offline for a couple of days. But you know what it did to me? When everyone was saying all these things, oh, yeah, that's it. That's 30%. That's it. It put a chip on my shoulder to where I was like, you know what? I'm going to show these guys. I'm going to show them. I went in there the next fight. And I created, I fought Sergio Moraes. That's when I hit him with that combination. Boom, made him do a front flip when I got the KO. Listen, some people react and some people get upset and they sit back at home and they just cry about it. Oh, he talked about me. It is what it is. Listen, that should motivate you. If we're like Alex Pereira, listen, I also said a lot of good things about you in that fight. I said you will put hands on the middleweights. Like you did, light heavyweights, like you are currently doing, and some heavyweights in the future. I even said that. I'm giving you your props. I think you're there. But when we talk about pound for pound, Henry, let's not forget, pound for pound is a hypothetical. That means that do you possess the highest level of striking, of wrestling, of kickboxing, of grappling, of jiu-jitsu, like that's what that means. So which means if you were to put in flyweight, or if you were put in welterweight, or if you were put in heavyweight, your style will transfer all throughout those divisions, and you will be able to be victorious and still be number one. That's all that means. Yes, you can stand and knock everybody out, guys who aren't moving, guys who aren't shooting on you, guys who aren't testing your grappling. Yes, but that doesn't mean you are number one, pound for pound. So don't be upset about that. Don't be butthurt about it. If anything, show me your pound for pound. Go out there, take the next guy down, so get on top, full mount, switch up, armbar on top. That let me know, oh, shit, okay. So my man, nobody out here, and not just him. You know, Henry, we touched a little bit about the boxer, Shakur Stevenson, who fought. And Shakur went off on, I guess, my man Mace right here, over there at It Is What It Is. Mace and Cameron talked about him. I didn't see the comments of what they said, but Shakur heard what they said, and Shakur came back at him, Henry, Let me hear it.
Problems with the first Shakur, I ain't gonna have some problems with you. Chill out, little nigga. We got the right to have our opinion, and I say that with all due respect, you know, but just keep it where it is, man. Let humor be humor. Let everybody say what they gotta say. You don't like what we said. Box better. Until you beat Tank, it ain't really nothing for you to say it.
I see why they call you Shakur Twitterson. 4 hours of tweeting about me and Mace is wow. You boring, Nick. You boring. Everybody seen it.
Yeah, so we'll
Jesus
stop it there. But
Christ, listen, God, that's black on black crime. Come on. What's up, man?
It's not. Listen, and once again, what I was saying before earlier is, listen, Shakur. At the end of the day, I understand your position. You know, as the artist, you're sensitive about your craft. Listen, and by no way, shape, form, or fashion is anyone saying that you're not a great boxer. I do honestly believe that you might be one of the best boxers right now, boxing-wise. And the art of boxing is to be able to hit and not get hit. You might be one of the best at that. But as far as putting the entertainment component on it, that's just the place where you struggle a little bit right now. Because, yes, you had your way with your opponent, but you're supposed to also put him away when you're done. You know, and you, right now you're not quite there. You're not doing that quite yet. So that's why people are having an opinion, because you're speaking very highly, like you would do these things. Oh, I'm about to put him out. I'm about to knock him out. But you're not quite delivering on that yet. And that doesn't mean you're not going to be able to do it in the future. It's okay to be able to do it. But what I will say is, listen, young man, we are having a conversation about you. I'm sitting here, world champion, former world champion, Henry Cejudo, Olympic champion, 2-division world champion, and we're having a conversation about you. That alone lets you know that what you're doing something great. But you just need to tweak up a little bit to where you could put the entertainment component behind it, to where you can start commanding for that money that you deserve, that you feel you deserve, that you want, shall I say, the money that you want. So that's all it is. So don't, it's okay to be sensitive. You should be. You're an artist. Be sensitive about what you're doing. That means you care. But don't get on Twitter talking crazy to people about this or that and this. Listen, people roast me all the time. I posted a picture yesterday. People was roasting me. But guess what? It's okay. It's funny. I have a family at home that roasts me all day, and it's funny, and that's okay. I'm okay with it. Henry, I think people just need to learn how to be not so sensitive and be able to deal with some of these things.
Yeah, no, 100%. You're right, Kamaru. I mean, it's what it is, but he does need to make that adjustment of maybe not focus so much on competing, but he needs to focus a little bit more now on killing. How can I stop this dude? So there's a tactical problem that he needs to correct, but then also up the antics. Like maybe a lot of this tweeting or whatnot, if we're talking about it now, it's probably, you know, maybe he sticks to it. Maybe he continues it, but he has to do something. That Pretty Boy Floyd, he was in your face when he fought the Oscar De La Hoya. He came out with the chicken, you know, when he did other things, he was doing spectacular things.
Yeah,
but he wasn't, I mean, he got shitted on for being somewhat boring, but at least Floyd kind of had antics, man, which made it a little bit more fun. But if it was just Floyd just boxing the way you box, you say.
But Floyd had earned that right, though, Henry. Floyd earned that early. People are forgetting early Floyd was a dog. Early Floyd was a dog. Floyd was out there. Crazy offense. He was a dog. So, listen, Shakur Stevenson, I get what you're saying, Henry, but I don't necessarily 100% agree because I think Shakur Stevenson possesses the skills to be a pound for a pound at some point in the future. But there's a difference. There's a reason Conor McGregor is so big and so great. There's a reason. Conor came out and Conor said, I'm putting him out in round two. Conor went out there and did it. Conor said, I'm knocking his head clean off, and Conor McGregor went out there and did it. When you're able to predict and you're able to decide that you're going to do that to your opponent and you go out there and actually deliver on it, that's when you become a megastar. And listen, I do think he possesses the ability to be able to do that, but you have to go out there and actually do it. That's when you're going to get all that hype and all that respect. But it is what it is, man. You know, we understand it, being an artist and being sensitive about your craft. Henry, you said you don't care. I cared at one point. And I'm going to be honest, deep down inside, a piece of me still cares, you know, because I'm still a competitor. So a piece of me still cares. I think by the time I'm done with this and I walk away from this sport, I won't care so much. But right now, a piece of me still cares. I just understand that it's show and prove. You're only as good as your last performance. And Shakur, let's work on that. Don't spend that much time tweeting about everybody. But let's move on from that. This week, we've got fights coming up this week. UFC Fight Night in the Ball Arena in Denver, Colorado. Someone you know very well, Henry Cejudo.
The battle of the baddies.
Yes. Tracy Cortez taking on.
I'm talking about Tracy. Hold on. I'm talking about Tracy, Kush.
Hey, Tracy Cortez taking on Thug Rose Namajunas. This is a great fight, Henry. This is a really, really good fight. And I think, Henry, have we not been waiting? I feel like it's been a while. We've been waiting for an opportunity like this for Tracy Cortez because she's kind of been flirting around with that. Her name has been in the UFC now for a few years, and everyone's been wondering, like, hey, when is she going to be forefront? Because this is the year of stars, new stars, Henry. Sean O'Malley, yeah. Ilia Topuria. You know, Marab Dulashvili, this is the years of guys becoming new stars. And I think right now, Tracy Cortez is close to, this is her opportunity to really put her name out there as the female to look for in going at the end of this, going out, closing out this year and going into next year.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, this fight just apparently took place about, it was signed about a couple of weeks ago. So, I mean, Tracy's out, she's been out in Colorado Springs she's staying at my brother. She's staying at Angel's with my brother's house. So she's been acclimating and adjusting to that altitude. And she went from fighting for three rounds to eventually five. I mean, I had no idea. Right now I was looking at the stats earlier, dude. I had no idea Rose had that many losses, dude. She's got a grip of losses, man.
She had early losses, but we can't even, if you look at these losses though, these are quality. These aren't run of the mill. Rose was thrown into the fire early. You know, Rose had been fighting for the title. Look at that. She fought for the title in her fourth or fifth professional fight. You know, Rose was thrown in there early, and almost 50% of her fights were title fights. You know, so we can't just, and if you look at those losses, you know, all of them were champions or former champions, except for, you know, maybe the young killer right there in Moran, the I want to say the French girl that she just fought. I hate butchering her name, the French girl, and early in her career with Carolina. Besides that, we can't look at those losses and say, oh, yeah, she's out of grip of losses. She just randoms. No, that's not random. So you still got to put some respect on her name when you talk about Thug Rose.
Yeah, but 100%. But still, that's still six losses, which lets me know, as somebody who's breaking somebody down, there's different ways of beating her. I mean, I'll go back and think of that Carla Esparza fight. Dude, I was watching that shit live. I was like, dude, I thought I was watching Capoeira, like straight up. Like, it was the most boring fight. It's the most boring fight, maybe next to Ngannou and freaking Derek Lewis as the most boring fight. I probably give it to Carlos Esparza Rose because it was 5 rounds of that, at least with Francis and this dude, it was 3 rounds. But that being said, she's going up against a high competitor, somebody who is a little bit younger, somebody that only has one loss out of her 12 fights at Tracy Cortez, a girl that I see every single day at the gym, the girl that I mentor, a girl that is technically sound, and there's one thing that she brings to the table that I'm just not too sure if Rose can handle that. You know what it is, Kush? What? It's called wrestling, and in particular, inside trips and takedowns. So that's one area. But I will say this too about Rose is Rose could disarm you with her lateral movements. With her lateral movement, she does a really good job of setting her feet and eventually setting traps and then going for like those corkscrew kind of like punches that she throws. She's very crafty, really good on her feet. But is she the full package? Yeah, she has become champion, but she's also shown holes. And I just believe that Tracy Cortez, with the wrestling, with the proper game plan that we do have for this fight, that she's going to take it. And we do believe that she's the next person in line to fight the winner of Alexa Grasso and Valentina Shevchenko.
I'm going to happily disagree with you there on that one, you know, because Thug Rose, I'm just going to go. I've said it before. Rose is probably one of my favorite.
Let's put a bet on it, Kush. Let's put a bet on it.
I'm down. You know, you know the place to make your picks. We're going to Underdog Fantasy, baby. You know, but before we get into that, I'm going to tell you right now, you know, Henry, Rose is probably one of the best female martial artists I've ever seen. As far as the way that she's able to pick things up, the way that she's able to display the technique, the mind, the vision. Sometimes, don't get me wrong, there's moments, lapses in judgment in the fights, you know, there's moments in it. But Rose is one of the best that I've ever, I'm in awe sometimes when I watch her do certain things. I'm just like, holy crap, I wish I could do that. I wish I could even, you know, do some of these things. But it is what it is, you know. She had some of those losses for world titles. She went out there and stopped Joanna when Joanna was virtually unbeatable at the time. Went out there and stopped her. And Wei Li Zhang was virtually unbeatable. Rose went out there and stopped her. So, of course, you have laps in the fights, in certain fights where, like, the Carlos Barza fight happened. It happened. For whatever reason, it happened. But Rose has got back on the horse, and she's been out there to go. She's been able to go out there and put on some great performance. I thought her last performance was really good against a very, very tough and game Amanda Ribas. Rose went out there, didn't care. She was switching stances. She can switch stance. She can see ambidextrous with the work. That's what I'm going to say. Rose is ambidextrous with the work. She can give it to you with the left hand or the right hand. Pause. You know, any way possible. So at the end of the day, I see what you're saying, Henry, because you train with Tracy. But I just think Rose is a tall order for anybody, any female in that division to step into.
Okay, how about we do this, Kush? I think we not only do we do the underground fantasy, but loser whoever loses this, whoever wins this fight or loses this fight, has to crack an egg on their head.
I'm down.
What do you say?
I'm down. I'm 100% down.
Damn, so you're that confident, Kush.
I'm that confident. All right, Rose is a special athlete, and I'm that confident. And obviously, a teammate of mine. At one point, so I'm very, very, very confident in her abilities. And if she's healthy, goes in there. I mean, Rose is not a lot of people. Rose can't beat. But speaking of that, there's a you know, great fight. Some really, really good fights this weekend. You know, you've got Santiago Ponzinibbio finally back. You know, taking on Muslim Salikov. You got Drew Dober, the Denver native, taking on Sean Silva. That's an amazing fight because remember, Sean just fought 2 weeks ago, Henry.
Dude, Silva's good, bro.
He is good.
Silva is good. So is Drew Dober. Good, man.
So is Drew Dober. Elevation Fight Team representative.
I think Silva gets it done, dude. He is so good, bro. Striking, because I know Dober's gonna strike. This dude, when it comes to the hands, Drover is dangerous, but this dude's got kicks, man.
I hear
He's pretty well rounded, man, with this shit. So I can see. I don't think this fight goes to the distance either way. Whoever the hell wins, which I think is going to be João Silva, but I'm excited for this one.
Banging fights, you know. UFC brought a great card to Denver. Banging card. So that's a great fight. You also got, don't forget, we've also got Gabriel Bonfim, a guy that was very, very high, coming in, tearing everybody up. I'm talking first round finishes with everyone. You know, now he's taking on Angelosa, who's looking for his you know, he has to redeem himself here. You know, Ange, the last fight was stopped on was a no contest due to eye poke, but he's looking for a chance to really establish himself as you got to move forward here. You know, you want to be taken seriously in that division and you want to crack into that top 15. This is a tough fight that you have to be able to get through and show the UFC that you're ready for that next level. You know, also you got Juicy J taking Erosa, taking on Christian Rodriguez. You've got Abdul Razak Al-Hassan, my brother Razak, taking on Cody Brundage. This is a Denver fight, Denver versus Denver right here. You know, you got Elevation Fight Team taking on Factory X right there. So that's going to be a phenomenal one, you know. And then just, you know, just amazing fights all through that card right there. But I will be tuned in, Henry. You be tuned in. And as always, you know, we going to be tuned in extra because you talking about making your picks and things like that. And as always, Henry, you know I'm going to slide over to the perfect place and the easiest place to play fantasy sports. I'm going over to the Underdog Fantasy. You know, their pick 'em game lets you flex your fighter IQ by letting you choose higher or lower on a variety of fighter stats like significant strikes, knockouts, and takedowns.
That's right. And here are the picks for this weekend's UFC Fight Night. Namajunas versus Cortez at the Ball Arena in Denver, Colorado. And remember, guys, right now, all new users to Underdog will receive up to $250 in bonus cash and pick 'em special by using code P4. P.
Underdog is available in 30 plus states, including California, Texas, Arizona, and Florida. Support the show and click the link down below in the description to get started. Big shout out and thank you to Underdog Fantasy for always supporting the show. Henry, my man, big fight this weekend. I'm excited. I can't wait to, you know, I'm going to be live. I'm going to be sitting right there in that arena watching it go down because I'm going to be on the desk as an analyst, you know, because, you know, I'm back on the desk, Henry. And you're going to be, are you going to be next beside me or are you going to be at home watching these? What you doing?
I'm going to be sipping on some Hennessy and eating some damn popcorn if you want to know the truth. But, you know, but I'll be there in spirit, you know, cheering for my girl. And I can't wait to crack that egg on top of that damn shiny head of yours.
It's not going to happen. But real quick, before we go, Henry, I just want to touch on one thing real quick. You know, this poll came out of the best fights in the UFC that never happened. And I only have one that I want to talk about is my brother, the late, great Anthony Rumble Johnson taking on John Jones. I think this is probably one of the greatest fights that never happened because I truly believe styles make fights. And even if Anthony Johnson wasn't able to get through a guy like Daniel Cormier, I do believe his fight with John Jones would have been one of the greatest that we've seen. So that's the fight, what I think is the greatest fight that never happened to me. What about you, Henry?
Yeah, other than myself, because remember, look, I even made the list. It was me and Jose Baldo.
We were supposed to
fight, you know, pre-COVID, but once COVID came in, they had to scratch that and they skipped it. But other than my fight with Jose Baldo, I'm going to have to go all the way down. And I want to see the three-piece and a soda, Edwards versus Masvidal. And I felt like that fight, you know, that fight would have just been a good grudge match. And I think that's the only reason why that – I think that's one of the fights I wish you would have saw, but that didn't come to fruition.
I wouldn't say it's 100%, you know, not ever going to happen. As long as Jorge Masvidal is still competing – you know, anything is anything. But Henry, you know, I'm looking forward to this week's fight, and I can't wait to watch them. As always, everyone, make sure that you tune in, watch the episode, and follow the fights because, you know, we got our underdog picks going on this week, all right? As always, I'm the Nigerian Nightmare, Kamaru Usman, flexing on them.
Henry Cejudo, a.k.a. Triple C.
Ooh, I see what you did there. We out.